98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Dave Koz Radio Show. And a reminder to check out my website next time you're surfing online. That's DaveKoz.com, DaveKOZ.com. For Facebook and Twitter followers, you can find me at Dave Koz Music. And finally on Instagram, my full legal name, in case you're wondering, David Stephen Koz with a PH. The music continues now with the great George Benson. This is Living in High Definition. Thanks so much for making the Dave Koz Radio Show part of your weekend. It's like a painting come to musical life. I just love the way he paints with sound. That is the one and only Philippe Sace. He's coming off a world tour as part of Al Di Meola's Electric Years band. Keyboardist Philippe Sace there in his number one smash, Ava Kant Dance. Hey again, I'm Dave Koz, and my special guest this weekend, Ryan Lavalette, joins me once again. So Ryan, as I mentioned earlier, you made Billboard magazine history by becoming the only artist to have four number one hits, all coming from your debut album. It's kind of an unbelievable feat, especially the way radio is nowadays. So now, as I understand it, you've assumed complete production ownership over any new projects that you're involved with.
Right.
That is another history-making moment. Tell us about how all of that happened. How did you kind of take it all in-house?
So it was something I'd had in mind, you know, that eventually, you know, I didn't think, you know, I'd be granted that permission, you know, my second record into my deal to be able to do that. But well, I had the confidence, I mean, being able to do some producing for other artists on the Trippin' and Rhythm label roster and being successful with it too, I kindly asked the label if they would, you know, let me take hold of the reins fully and see where I could go with this. And I'm glad they said yes, because I had absolute full creative freedom, and I'm really, really happy with the way everything turned out on the record.
And you wasted no time with that newfound freedom with this new project, the TNR Collective, which stands for Trippin' and Rhythm, which is the label that you work very closely with, and the song Hypnotized. You wrote it, you produced it, and you played on it, and it too went to number one. Talk about a track record. Give us the backstory on Hypnotized.
Well, that was exciting, that one. So the vice president of Trippin' and Rhythm Records, Jeff Lunt, he reached out to me one day, as he usually does. He reaches out to me a lot for music, but he reached out and said, hey, he said, I want to put together, you know, an EP with a whole bunch of you guys off of the label, you know, just kind of team you guys up to do something really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a track? And he said, I think it'd be really nice if you included Nicholas Cole on piano, got Lamech on guitar, and Katie Waters to do some vocals. So I sat back and thought about, you know, something that would really work, that would kind of put all of our musical styles together really well, and came up with this song called Hypnotized. And, you know, little did I know that at the time it would end up being another hit. It's crazy.
Well, you get the magic touch, my friend. It's no surprise to any of us. Here now is the TNR Collective with their number one smash, Hypnotized, featuring our special in-studio guest, Ryan Lavalette, on the Dave Koz Radio Show. song there, the recent number one smash from the TNR Collective, featuring Nicholas Cole on piano, Katie Waters on vocals, Lemek on guitar, and our special in-studio guest, Ryan Lavalette, who produced and wrote that track. That one's called Hypnotized. We'll have more with Ryan, including some new music shortly, but up next, producer, pianist Michael Broning shares the moment that took his musical career to a whole new level. Stay right where you are. We got weekend music to delight as the Dave Koz Radio Show returns in mere moments.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit tastewhiterock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at tastewhiterock.com.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
Welcome back to the Dave Koz Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave. Now, we all have those moments in our lives that changed our world forever. And sometimes we as musicians are sort of dropped into a situation that takes our career to a whole new level. We don't know when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen. But take, for example, Michael Broning. He was fortunate enough to get to work with George Benson and Al Jarreau early on in his career for the album Giving It Up. But what came next was the opportunity to actually play with them together with their very special guest on that session for the album, Sir Paul McCartney. Can you imagine? Check it out as Michael Broning shares his historical big break with us.
Well, obviously I said yes when they asked me if I would do it. The irony, though, here's the irony. They wanted Joey DeFrancesco, and Joey was on tour and couldn't do it. And they'd run out of money because it was the cast of characters in this. If you look at that, I mean, it's insane. So at one point, it was John Burke over at Concord said, "We're out of time and we're out of money and we need a B3. Can you do it?" And I said, "Yeah." And I literally had to do it in like 2 hours, and I was watching my son, so I just stuck him on my lap and I turned on my computer, put up a virtual B3, played the part, sent it over. And now suddenly I have a credit with Paul McCartney. I mean, that's just, I know there's musicians that live in Phoenix that are like, "You lucky son of a," you know, like that just doesn't happen. But it was, again, it was just right place at the right time, and I didn't screw it up. So it just led on from there. I at least proved to myself that I could at least hang. I'm not on their level, but I could hang on their level, and that kind of led to everything that's happened since.
I think you more than hung on their level. Being at the right place at the right time is one thing, but having the chops to step in and hold your own is something not many of us get the opportunity to experience in our lifetime, in our professional lifetime, certainly. Here is George Benson, Al Jarreau, Sir Paul McCartney, and Michael Broning on the B3 for their version of Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me on the Dave Koz Radio Show.
If you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, oh yeah, bring your sweet love, bring it on home to me, yeah. But now I know I only hurt myself. Oh, now bring it to me. Bring your sweet love. Bring it on home to me. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, we went back to 1996 for that classic from saxophonist Paul Taylor featured there on Soprano. That's called Exotica. More with our special guest Ryan Lavalette, along with music from Larry Carlton, Melody Gardot, and more when we come right back for more of the Dave Koz Radio Show.
This is the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show with yours truly. Thank you very much for making us part of your weekend. Well, great tales from the road are like a bonus souvenir. So let's take a listen as guitarist Larry Carlton shares one of his road stories.
Well, Dave, you know that I did some touring during the early 70s with the Crusaders. We recorded 13 albums together.
Right.
And so we would go out and do concerts on the weekends mostly because many of us were doing session work. But, you know, I remember one night my favorite uncle had passed away on a Friday. And I had to leave and go do concerts with the Crusaders for that weekend. And obviously I was quite sad. And we did our show, I believe it was in Detroit. But I remember that was the first time in my growth as a musician that while I was playing a solo, tears were streaming down my face, thinking about my uncle.
Wow.
And it was a special moment for me because to give my heart through my guitar, whether it be happy or sad, is just another step in that connection that we want with our instrument. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, boo-hooing all through the song. It was just there were some tears coming down my face as I was playing. And we finished the set and came off. And I remember Wilton Felder, the great saxophonist with the Crusaders, he came up to me and said, "I've never heard you play the guitar like that before." Well, I'm glad you asked that because that it feels good to remember that.
Those experiences, although rare, they do have a way of staying with us. And beautifully told there by Mr. Larry Carlton. Here is one of his best called Sleepwalk on the Dave Koz Radio Show.
My soul is so weary and beaten down from all my misery. Yeah. Oh Lord, who will comfort me? My soul is so weary and beaten down from all my misery. Yeah. Oh Lord, who will comfort me?
Splash with that one back in 2010. Singer Melody Gardot, Who Will Comfort Me? I love the track. Boy, feels good. And guitar great Larry Carlton gave us his very beautiful read of Sleepwalk. He won a Grammy for that performance from the album of the same name. Well, I'm Dave Koz. This is the Dave Koz Radio Show, and we've been enjoying our conversation with New Zealand's native son, now calling Raleigh, North Carolina, his home. We're happy to have multi-instrumentalist Ryan Lavalette in our country and in our studios this weekend. Ryan, I read something recently that I did not know. Early on, you wanted to go to music college, but because you had problems with sight reading due to dyslexia, you instead studied mixing and engineering at the School of Audio Engineering in Auckland, New Zealand. So can you share, well, I don't want to get so super personal, but I think this could be an inspiring story for our audience to hear.
Right. So that was very much on the cards. So basically it was like the second to last year of high school, you know, teachers, we were talking about, you know, getting close to college time, what do you want to do? And of course, from the whole performance standpoint, you know, and pursuing, you know, music as a whole, that was definitely on the cards. But for me, Dave, like, and I found this, I was thanks to one teacher that I had in high school. I was, I'd been 15. It was the same year that I met George Benson. This was found out. So I've had dyslexia my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, learning issues, just not able to keep up with the other kids. And everyone just thought, you know, even parents thought I was being lazy and not wanting to learn, not knowing that, you know, there was something else going on. So one teacher read a whole bunch of my reports and thought something was kind of funky. Also, with her having dyslexia herself, and she went and sent me away to an educational psychologist. And I did a bit of testing with them. I'll never forget it. And basically, the results came back that I did have a mild form of dyslexia. and that's why I couldn't read music. So me going to pursue a music degree without having that grounding of reading the notes, that would have been pretty difficult. So that's what kind of steered things over to the production side. Yeah.
Ryan Lavalette is our special in-studio guest. And Ryan, now all these years later, here you are with four consecutive number one singles on your debut album, a feat only achieved by pop superstars Mariah Carey, George Michael, and Paula Abdul. You are truly blessed, my friend. Congratulations.
Blessing for sure.
Let's talk about this first single that just came out from a new project. The single is called Daydreaming. The album is called Fresh. Give us a little story on this new one, and especially this new single.
So I was sitting back one day, and I had this melody in my head. Went and sat down at my MIDI keyboard and started kind of, you know, sketching everything out, you know, the bass line and everything else. I just wanted to create a song that made people feel good.
Sure.
It made me feel good, you know, so I was like, man, I wanted to send out some good vibes. I think the entire world needs it right now, so sending good vibes, and that's kind of where I went with the song. Kept it simple, but simple and straight from the heart.
Well, let's take a listen right now. Simple but straight from the heart works every time. Here is the brand new single from our special in-studio guest this weekend, guitarist, saxophonist, and bassist Ryan Lavalette. This one's called Daydreaming, and hopefully will make you feel good on the Dave Goss Radio Show.
Thank you.
That's a nice breezy tune. I love it. Perfectly describing the title of that song. It's called Daydreaming from our very special in-studio guest this weekend, multi-instrumentalist Ryan Lavalette. And that one's available on his latest project entitled Fresh. Well, Ryan, I can't thank you enough for taking time to come and visit us this weekend here in the studio. So glad to hear that you're settling into your new digs in Raleigh, North Carolina. Congratulations on the big move. And, you know, I wish you nothing but the best going forward in your career and in your life. And I look forward to the next chapter, whatever that entails. And I look forward to seeing you again very, very soon. Thanks for visiting.
Cool. Thank you so much, Dave. It was an honor to be here once again.
Pleasure's all ours. And if you would like to find out more information about Ryan, you can check out his website, which is conveniently ryanlavalettemusic.com. The Dave Koz Radio Show is coming right back.
Hey, I'm Amanda Burroughs, downtown Eastside, at the site of the First United building redevelopment. I have news about the next phase. It's an installation of public art created by local Indigenous artists to be on permanent display for all to enjoy. Bringing more beauty to the community. That's another reason for First United. Please go to firstunited.ca and make a donation to help. It's a lot more than a building we're building at First United.
You're listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show on the Wave.
Well, it's time for me to get on out of here for this go-around. A big thanks again to Ryan Lavalette for being on the show this weekend. He is quite the talent. Made history as the first artist to have four consecutive number one singles from his debut album. Pretty impressive. The new album is called Fresh. Be sure to check it out. Great next chapter of his career. Next time, right here on the show, it's an encore performance of our tribute to the late, great David Sanborn for your Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I hope you'll include us in your holiday plans. And remember, you can visit me anytime at my website, which is davekoz.com. Now, we start our Christmas tour, our 27th annual Christmas tour, next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, on Friday in Atlanta. And we go all the way pretty much till Christmas for about a month on the road. Joining us this year, Jonathan Butler, Adam Holly, Vincent Dingala, and Rebecca Jade. 20 plus shows all over the U.S. DaveKoz.com, the tour page there, to find the full list of tour dates. And we'd love to see you for a little slice of the holidays. All right, until we're together again next weekend, this is your buddy Dave. Wrapping up another edition of the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks so much.
country, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Yeah. I'm talking to you.
98.3 is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver. Available on mobile devices and online at wave98.3.fm.